American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Rabel here for the State Dance Tournament. As the girls, team is on the floor doing their mark time right now. Join me on the broadcast here right off is Dede Schomer. Dede, exciting times again, isn't it?
Absolutely. Here we are at the 2019 State Dance Tournament. It's Jazz Day today, and it's amazing.
Yep. Of course, your daughter is a part of the team, and I know you guys are down here yesterday because of the bad weather, and the girls are excited. You talked to some this morning?
I have talked to a couple girls. Yep. And they're just ready to do this thing. They really are.
Section 3 is going to be represented very well here at the state, aren't they? Some quality teams.
Yes, we have the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. We have the Bold Warriors. Yep. We've got Yellow Medicine East. And making their first debut here today is the Montevideo Gold Dusters.
Well, they haven't made it in Jazz before, huh? Or they have in the past?
We are very fortunate this year for Jazz. Our section was able to bring four teams.
Oh, yeah.
And so this brings a great representation for Section 3A.
I know we were walking to get our media passes, and we had to walk by a long, long line, and there's Lacapau, Dawson Boy people all over the place, wasn't there?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of parents that don't sleep very well, so we get up, we get ready, and we get down here.
Early to get in line, yeah.
Yeah, we do. I think it just makes us feel better when we're all together, and we're working on a new cheer for tomorrow, so that's exciting.
Oh, nice. Let's talk about what's going to happen here today. Go through the schedule. Of course, today is Jazz.
Yep.
Tomorrow is High Kick, right?
Yes.
So we're going to focus on Jazz today. So.
Right. The state dance team tournament is broken down into 2 days, and today is Jazz Day. It's all Jazz for Class A, AA, and AAA. And then tomorrow we return for the High Kick portion of the dance tournament.
Now, the girls were here very early this morning because they had to do what's called mark time. Explain that to our listeners.
Okay, what mark time allows the dancers is to practice their routine on the floor. They have an allowed time. I believe it's like 4 minutes. So, as you can hear in the background, there's a team on the floor right now.
Austin.
Okay, yep, Austin. And their coaches and everybody, you just do a run-through and those cross the feet, dot the I, last moments, get those nervous nerves out there and do what you can before you got to do the real right. performance.
Because it is a lot different dancing at Target Center here than in your high school gym, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. There's a little bit more pressure probably.
And a lot more room.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's amazing. The lighting and just the floor space in general.
Right.
That's so nice to see the routines, what they're choreographed for, right. Really.
We just watched Wayzata do their mark time. Wow, was that impressive.
Yeah, it is breathtaking to watch those AAA teams do what they do best.
Yep. Well, also impressive is the Lacapau Dawson Boyd Shadows Jazz team.
Yes.
And they'll be taking the floor here at 12:26. That's the time they will dance.
Yep.
And so why don't you introduce who's on that Jazz team, Dee Dee?
Well, we've got some talented young ladies to represent Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And we've got Lydia Offit, Annika Fernholz, Grace Johnson, Paige Torstenson, Josie Munsterman, Caitlin Baird, Ellie Stratmone, Addison Oy, Aaliyah Schomer, Emily Torstenson, and Peyton Moe.
Okay. And so what's that theme that they have in Jazz?
Legendary.
Legendary. Okay. Mm-hmm. By Queen? No, that's High Kick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's High Kick.
Yep.
You know, they also have like another mix kind of in with it. It's a very strong song, and the girls definitely are doing well with it. They've had a tremendous season. So we look forward to bringing that to the state floor and seeing how they do.
All right. And then, of course, also in Section 3 is Yellow Medicine East. And, of course, Lisa's sister coaches that team, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
So, mm-hmm. And then also representing Section 3A is the Montevideo Gold Dusters. They're here. And actually, we'll be talking with a couple. later this afternoon on our state dance broadcast. And the Bold Warriors are here, too, representing Section 3A. So I'm sure we'll hear the chant from Target Center here, Section 3A, that everybody does.
We do. Once you get out of your section, you really have to just pull together and represent the dance program out of 3A. We do. There's a lot of times most of the teams we bring end up in finals. So just really proud to bring those top four and see where we are today.
Okay, the doors are going to open to the public. You're going to see a mad rush here at Target Center in a little bit at 10:50. Then the national anthem will happen at 20 after 11. Then the competition begins for Class A at 11:30. And who's some of the tough competition in the state that are back?
Well, definitely returning state champs, Razy, the Fly Girls. They are strong and have a fun routine of Jack and Diane. And we are ranked number one in the state, Lockport Valley Dasboy Shadows, and YME is always a strong competitor here. So, and it's, you know, to be very honest, Paul, it's state, and the team that can come through and perform their very best is rewarded for that. So, fingers crossed for all the teams, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so what they're going to do, there's 12 teams that are going to dance starting at 11:20 or 11:30. 12 teams are going to dance. Then what will they do then after that? After they're done dancing those 12 teams, what do they do then?
Well, they'll bring the girls all back out on the floor, and then they will announce the six finalists for tonight, which that will start at 5:30. And in no particular order, they'll call their names out in order of performance. It doesn't necessarily mean how they are placed.
Okay.
So six will come back tonight, and then they'll dance, and then we'll see who's 1, 2, and 3.
All right. Dee Dee, thanks for helping with the opening here. A lot of fun. It's going to be exciting. That's for sure. We're going to do a lot of interviews throughout the day today.
Yes, I always enjoy it, Paul, and I'm ready.
Yeah, don't scream too loud.
Oh, I'm going to lose my voice. I'm very proud of the girls.
Missy Oya is saving our seats over there, saving your seats over there, isn't she?
We're a team, you know. We're excited.
All right. Thanks, Dee Dee, for helping out.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep, we'll talk to you later. Dee Dee Schomer, and this is state dance coverage from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis today. And we'll be on probably about a little before 11:30 when the Shadows take the floor, and we'll do some broadcasting throughout the morning and afternoon. So with that, Maynard, we're going to turn it back to you at the studios.